on page 38. It's been a few weeks. I'm not going to do a whole chazara. I think most everybody that was here has been here learning the sugya of Chochma and Bina, and we was lucky to have the Machabe here 3 weeks ago, and now we're moving slowly, and you'll see why it has to be slowly, into the inyan of Chochma, Bina, and Avodas Hashem. First, we need to understand the two personalities. So there's a little bit more on page 38. Seif Tes. Mishamayim ha'agdim b'shtei nefoshes ha'amuris luchyos olavoid yachtav. Hashem's Baruch makes interesting shaduchim. And invariably, he's going to bring together these two different types of Jews, a Chochmayid and a Binayid. Remember, we all have of each, but as we've been learning, there's a person who's primarily Chochma, the Mhusis Chochma, with an ingredient with a certain percentage of Bina, or somebody's Bina with a certain amount of Chochma. But there's an obvious difference, as we've been learning throughout, the Maimon, there's an obvious difference. And Hashem has a way of bringing these two to be together in marriage, to work together in an office or in a yeshiva, whatever it might be. Roommates, that's how it is. Mishamayim ma'agdim, eshtei nefashos, amuris luchyos, olavid yachtav. Hashem makes such a shidduch between a chachma person and a bina person. To work together, to live together. V'yesh im hazman lemedim lahakir ad ma shoinim zemizeh. And sometimes, over time, as time passes, they begin to recognize, to understand more and more the differences. Ki echad nifal mikaya chachma, they realize. If a person learns this sugya, they understand, and they have a deeper havan of where this is coming from, that this person is nifal mikaya chachma. This person's life is run through that koach of chachma. By a sheni mikaya bina, and the other from bina. Dov is a ma'ir ha'mokim is b'nilus l'shneim gam yachad, keitzad lot says, zeh l'kras zeh. Now they each have to work on how to get along with the other, how to move towards the other. Bal hachochma kva yidei amakir min ha'ova, ki lo yucha luchyos ba'ifen mufshat l'loy shiyoris oirei el adnei hamoris b'poil. The Bal hachochma, as we know, has a very strong inclination to be impractical, not to be practical, not to get into all the problem of practical life. And he's seen in his own life how that hasn't worked. It's important. He's not trying to change who he is, but he knows that he can't live in this abstract way. He knows that he has to come into the world of Bina. Im kein gambini dein ze shel chaim im azulas. Olav liyos nachon mitzido lahavshit nafsho min harachvus. Therefore, the Bala Chochma, the person of the Midah of Chochma, if Hashem has put him together with the person of Bina, he uses that as an opportunity not to transform himself, not to morph into another person, which people will often do, not that, Chas v'Shalom, but to be able, as we've learned many times in the past, to, like the Radzina and other tzaddikim say, to leave one's diras keva and to go into a diras harai, to go into a sukkah. You don't have to be this way right now. To learn how to live with another person, to learn how to take off of oneself a certain kind of broadness and expansiveness. Ules azir b'savlonus liyashiv atzma gam el masha nechshav tzimtzum klape erkai. Even though, because I'm with this person, I'm in a position where I have to. I'm being forced to go into a way of thinking and a way of operating that I'm naturally uncomfortable with. I have to go into this world of tzimtzum, constriction, and a little bit of katness, smallness. And it's not the way of the person of Chochma. The person of Chochma is not comfortable in a meitzar, in a small, narrow place. He's not comfortable with all of the facts and figures and statistics. He's not comfortable with that. He wants always the bigger picture, the bigger idea, and so on and so forth. But Hashem wants each and every one of us to be able to use both of these midas to become shleimim, to reach shleimus. So Hashem puts a person into a matziv where in order for him to live with this person, in order for him to get along, which we spoke about already a number of times in the past few weeks, which b'chal marriage is all about that. Marriage is all about that. And that's the whole meaning of Ezer Kenegda, that the tzaddikim say, Nishbet Sfarim, the other Sfarim talk about, Ezer Kenegda. What does it mean, Ezer Kenegda? Someone who helps you, who's against you. So we know what Chazal say, Rashi brings down. If you're Zoycha, if we're Zoycha, then she helps you. And if you're not Zoycha, then she's against you. But the tzaddikim say that the Pnimius of that is, the Ezer of a person in life is always with the Kenegda that he's living with. All of those connectors of life, where we're in situations where we're with people, where we have to be with people and get along with people who are different from us, who are different. And a person learns how to be mashlim himself, to be mekabel dein midein, to receive that the Baal Chochma takes something from the Baal Bina, to learn from that, and in doing so, he becomes a person that's able to be more practical, and he's able to apply some of his bigger ideas into the mitzvahs of life. And on the other hand, the Baal Bina begins to be a person who's able to dream a little bit bigger, you know, not to slip into terrible katnus, which Baal Bina can do. And that's the tachlis of life. That's the inyan of Ezer Kenegda. When you're with a person who's exactly like you, and everything is the same, and they have the same midas, so from that the person doesn't really grow. It's nice, it's enjoyable, but you don't really grow. Onam ikra chiddush, the Ikka Chiddush is going to be with the other person, with the person whose natural Mida is Bina. Ularayv, Nashim Hain, since every woman comes, the Sharish of women is Bina. That's going to be much more obvious when it comes to a man and a woman living together, being married. Shabina Yisera Nitna Behem. Hashem is Baruch Davka created the woman, Chava, and all women, with that additional measure of Bina. Again, none of this has to do with IQ or intelligence. We're learning about the Midas of Chachma and Bina. You get a person who's Indian is Chachma, and he's not particularly bright, and you have a woman who's Bina, and is very, that's not Indian of intelligence. These are midas. So bini yaseir nitna behen kedei l'sasek b'protim harabim shal bayis v'yiladim. A woman was created with bini yaseira in order that she'd be able to apply herself without losing her mind, to be able to apply herself to the millions of protim, the millions of details that go into raising a family and running the house. All of the protim that a woman has to deal with. K'may chayin, shabrum ham yusadam al starum umazgaras, protum umamashias. And it's like that. It's like that with all brum, with everything that exists, with everything in its proper category, in its proper place, in its proper time. Al koach bina lahakir bakach, shem yishor achuz befat hamasuyim vahamukhashi, v'rak sham yivnes kol alamai, Yishar mikuba limkaimai. A person of Bina must understand that if he or she remains completely, completely immersed in the world of Bina, he or she is not really going to be able to grow. He's going to be stuck in that place and is going to very easily slip into smallness, into katniss. And from tending to a million pratim with children and with the home and with the family, it's very, very, very easy for that to become silly talk and harishkeit and soap operas and yentering and ridiculous novels. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Not that the Menashe Tzadkani are bigger than all of these things, but there's a very strong netiya in the people who are in a small place thinking about the pratim, meaning they have to deal with a million pratim, it's very easy for that to dissolve into a lot of emptiness, a lot of silliness, a lot of kleinigkeit, and not cattiness and smallness and cliques and bickering and sitting for, you know, a whole life with a chesem of what this one's thinking, what he's thinking, what she's thinking, all of these prate pratum that a person can get lost in, which is more than a tiyah for a woman to get into that because of the inyan of bini yisera. There's no chisaron of men who are like that either. But because now the lines between men and women are becoming more and more blurred. That's a big tumah that we're in now. But the natural inyan of a woman is to become very, very involved with pratum. He spoke about that. In a house. So she could become caught up in the face, you know, in the tile in the bathroom, and could spend 6 months thinking about tiles of the bathroom. Could all these things? I don't have to give examples; it's already enough. But that's an atzius of life. That's not by way of criticism. That's what happens. That's what happens when the midah of bina is stuck in bina, and especially if a woman marries somebody who is a kleina kepala, who is not strong in his midah of chachma, and he goes along, or he sort of melts into that. And then you have husbands, I've used this before, you know, that husbands, I don't mean this to criticize anybody, but there are husbands that go, their wives shopping all over the places. There are men that do that. It's hard to believe, but they spend their lives. They go around the stores with their wives looking. The whole thing is such a modern thing. But you have men that do that, that they go to stores with their wives, walk around and look at things in stores and go to shopping with their wives. I'm not talking about that the wife needs somebody to schlep. A husband's supposed to schlep, you go. If she needs a schlepper, so you wait in the car and then she calls you to go and you schlep. But there are men that they actually go around spazzering in stores, looking like a woman, looking at things and everything, talking about this and this and this and that and all different things. It's Yachmanis. But there is such a thing. And it's more an outdoor than there was ever before. I don't remember my father ever in such an Indian to now I can't even think of it as being, you know. But there is. You get involved with a house that to worry about and to start commenting on whether the carpet is like this or the lights are like that. And he should better just vacuum and change the bulb and not to worry about how it looks. We leave that up to the women. But this is a davi yadua. But this comes from... It's nothing. We're talking about the simple things that are true, and b'derech klal, that's how it is, and there's nothing to be embarrassed or ashamed. That's the mitzvahs, but it's very easy for that to happen, for the woman to become overly obsessed with details, overly obsessed with details, and for the bal chachma, the midah chachma, to lose sight of those things. Oftentimes the wife is very hurt. How come the husband didn't notice something? And he thinks that in order to notice such a thing, I would have to have like a microscope or something, or some special instrument. And he doesn't know to even see such a thing to notice. And she's surprised. How could you not notice that? How come you're not paying attention to the details? Didn't you see that? And when that's not in a way that's nice, that's nothing, that's stam. But when it's in a way that's not nice, it could be talking endlessly about other people and being in their minyan and thinking about other people and what they think and how they look and all of that stuff. Yeah. That's the midah dina. If it's not used, if it's not in a healthy way, and the person doesn't open himself or herself up to the midah chachma. All of lanatik atzmai minitziusai. The Balbina must tear himself or herself away from that concrete reality of the details of life. El Yeser Goyva Veroichav, and he or she must rise to a place like we were learning in the Arizat Torah, and to get into a plane and to go for a flight a little bit to get away a little bit from all that stuff. Likloit Nekudos Or. In order for her to absorb, or the person, the bina, to absorb nekudas of light. V'achakach l'chiyosai kefi erachai umahusai, to gather these nekudas, these of light, and to use these, each person according to his level, to use these to expand one's life, to connect to the midah of chachma. So this is the inyan of chachma growing from the relationship with Bina and being able to cope with reality in a healthy way, and Bina growing from Chochma by being able to expand herself or himself into a place that's not concrete and that's more abstract and that's more transcendent than the Pratim of life. Derech Moshe, for instance. Mi Yechoshev Rav Moel Talmud. Who's considered to be a Rebbe? Who's a Rebbe that's Moel Talmud, that's useful, that's an advantage for that student to have? Hamagbiyas HaTalmud L'Erkai, Batuv Tamvadas, or HaYorid El Moel HaTalmud U'Meyasham? It's an interesting question. What is the better Rebbe? What would be considered to be a more effective Rebbe? A Rebbe who's able to lift the student up to him. The Rebbe lifts the student up to himself. Batuv Tamvadas. Or HaYorid El Moel HaTalmud, or the one who descends into the mind of the student, Umeir Shan, and illuminates the student's mind in his place. A Talmud Yivcha Bevadet is a Ha'achrein. The Talmidim, the kid, the student loves the second kind of Rebbe, right? Those are the Rebbe's Rebbe says, oh, he's great, this is the best Rebbe, this is the best teacher. The one who comes into you, into your Mayach. That, in other words, the one who goes down and descends into the mind, into the life of the child, of the student. And there's certainly a mile to that. But as far as the Talmud is concerned, it can't get better than that. He's not being challenged to ascend to a higher place. The Rebbe is making a house call. It's great. The Rebbe is coming to him. The Vaday, he prefers to have a Hachman. Because naturally the kid doesn't have a cheshek. There are some, but the kid doesn't have a cheshek to go to a higher madrig than where he's holding. He doesn't have a cheshek to become greater. So it's nice and it's convenient and it's comfortable if somebody comes to him. Aval bardas yodeya, but a bardas knows. That if you allow that child, that Talmud, to make his way of thinking into a permanent dwelling place, that's an acceptable, permanent way of thinking, of being, and that madrega that he's on is a madrega that he could stay on, because everybody's coming down to him, everybody's always going to him, No one's challenging him to become great. No one's calling him up to Har Sinai, but everything is vayered, vayered, vayered. Everybody's going down to the kid. And of course you have to, also. In order to lift him up, you have to go down. So that's Rabbi Nachman's story about the turkey, the prince, right? The same, but we know in the story the tachlis was, what was the tachlis? To bring him up and to make him into a prince. To bring him back to being a prince. Not that we should have now two turkeys. That wouldn't be a ma'isa. What would that be? That would be for Thanksgiving. That wouldn't be a ma'isa. The tachlis was to take him and to bring him back to being a prince. So he has to use, he had to use a whole hamtzara. He has to be original. I have to go into the kid, that the kid should think that you're with him. But all the time, the wise man, the tzaddik, never forgot who he was. So he went and he took off his shirt and he took off his pants and he went under the table and he made like he was a turkey. But it was just a kunz. To be able to get to the prince to take him out. It wasn't that being a turkey is okay. That was a kunst. How he spoke to me, he said, oh, listen, I'm also a turkey, and the turkeys could also be, you know, could also wear clothing, but the whole story. But it wasn't that the end, the side of it is you're fine being a turkey. You're fine, but you know that's what's going on these days. That's why everybody in the graduating class has to have an award. Or they don't have any awards. What was somebody just telling me? So, who told me something the other day? Such a strange thing that, I don't know, with one of these things in a school, they made a law someplace. It was in California, of course, but I don't remember exactly what the law was. But the law was that it can't be that somebody's better than someone else. I mean, it can't look like someone's better than somebody else. You can't give that impression that there was a kid that excelled. We're learning about this also in the Chabur with Rav Kook, the Indian of the Levim. That Hashem Zbach wanted that there should be a Maila, that there should be a part of Klai Yisrael that's higher, that's different. But the whole way of educating now is that just going to become a turkey. So the teachers dress like that and talk like that and act like that, and parents have to dress like their kids. The mothers have to wear the same silly dresses like their dresses, whatever they want to do. Like their daughters, and the fathers have to walk around with their sons that it should look like they're both the same. So all of that, if you ask him, why do you do that? Why do you do that? So if he's an intelligent person, at least he'll say, because I want my child to feel that I have a shaychus to him. There's a chachma to doing that, but only if the intention is to bring the child higher, to challenge the child to become greater. And the parent has to be somebody that the child aspires to become. You have to go, of course, a Rebbe, a parent, they have to be able to meet a little bit halfway. But the tachlis is not to go in to be like that. And if that happens, he said, yeah, the kid would like that very much. But Abaye Das knows that if the Talmud, Yasel Amaycha Kibua, Shal Dargosa Shoimet Bar, that if the student makes that way his Madrega into a permanent Madrega, well, the Shom Yimshech is Komal Amdav, and if the student drags all of his teachers into that place with him, he drags all of his teachers under the table. And now his teachers all taka became turkeys. You know, can you imagine that Rabbi Nachman's story, but at the end of the story is that the turkey convinced the Chacham that he's taka turkey also. Could you imagine? But that's exactly what's happening now. That's what's happening with parents and with teachers. The kids get you so crazy. It never happened that you find yourself getting into an argument with a kid? There's not a parent that I know of, especially myself, that hasn't happened to you, that you, at some point you're in the middle of this, and you find yourself going like 15, 20 minutes, and you're having this whole shock of a tie with like an 11-year-old, and then at some point you stop and you say, what am I doing? It can be even less than 11. My oldest has a head mamish of a genius, Bliyan Hara, and when she was like 7 years old, she was draining me so much a cup. I never had a Rebbe like that in my life. But I was sweating from her with her cheshbonis, and her, she had such pilpulim in Narishkeit, such pilpulim that I found myself like answering a kasha, and then I have a kasha, and then I would stop and say, you know, I can't believe I'm spending my whole life here with some 6 year old with kashas and terutzim. Like, what is this? I'm in the base medrash with her or something? And I'm talking about such things about she did have 3 times with a toy, and the other one had 4 times with a toy, and you know, and you get into all that, you could become a child. You could become a child. And I remember that I had one of these things, and my parents were over, and my father pulled me over afterwards. We were walking to shul. This is in Farak. My father said to me, What do you have these kind of silly conversations with her? What are you talking about? So I said, I got pulled in. She pulled me in. I said, we got pulled into these things with her. You just walk away. You're pulled in. What kind of thing is that? He said, I'll talk to you. He said, you'll talk to her when she's 20. If you want to. You're pulled into these conversations, these childish discussions you get pulled into. And then you look at yourself and you become a nar. That's the tachlis. That's not the tachlis. Again, it doesn't mean not to understand the child and to work with a child. Not to become a child. There's a very big difference to become a child. You see, sometimes you'll have a mother and a daughter will come into a shiur and they're wearing the same clothing and have the same look. It's rachmanis. Instead of a daughter seeing that there's a chiluk in dargis and there's a more bekavedik way to dress, and a more bekavedik way to look. You see both of them walking in their pajamas into a shiur. Oh, they'll put a dress over the pajamas, you understand? But they're walking into the shiur, they have to be the same. Instead of the child looking at a mother to see that her mother's a dignified person, even though she doesn't chaper at that time, but this is so common now. And this is, they think this is a way of being the car of the children, it's a way of being machriv of children. This is the destruction of children, not the tikkun of children. It's a very delicate balance to know when you yourself have become a child. And the first one who knows that you've become a child is, guess who? The child. That's the first one who knows it. And then everybody's wondering, how come my kid doesn't respect me? She's standing there with the same hairdo and the same shmatas and the same makeup, and she's 50, 60 years old. She's trying to look like she's 20 years old or 18 years old. She's wondering, how come her child doesn't respect me? You didn't want that. You wanted your child to think that you like her. And she taka does. And the same way she treats her friends, and she argues with her friends, and she disrespects her friends, and she walks away from her friends, and she makes fun of her friends, and she likes her friends. She does all of that with her mother. It's the same thing. Why shouldn't she? Her mother's her best friend. They go for coffee together. They hang out together. Everything is my best friend. This is what they say, the Lashonis. And then what happens? There was never a mitzvah like that in Klal Yisrael. This is all taken from the outside world. But it's, at the same time, had to go down into the life of a child. But never ever to cross over and to become a child. It's a big chachma to do that. But this is what happens. The child would much rather that the Rebbe comes down to him and stays there. It's the easiest thing for the kid. The child would much rather that my father and my mother become the same, that they also sit there with the games and play and have the same shpach with all the silliness like me. When we think that the kids are going crazy because we tell them to put away, it's time to put away the toy. It's not true. The kids chalishing that we should give them a seder in their lives. They don't process that at that time. So they get very, very resentful. They get angry. How come I have to put this away now? I'll do it this way. So they think, oh, my friend's daddy, he sits and he plays with him 5 hours a day on the Wii, that machine. Not like you sit there with a safe. What kind of a lead stuff I have for a father? My friend's father, he plays with him all day long. They're batting and they're bowling and they're golfing and they're swimming and they're parachuting on the machine. They're doing everything all day long. And I have such a father, I was zeichel. He sits like a battling with a Gemara. And what am I going to do? So the father says, no, I have to be more like my next door neighbor, and I should learn how to do these things and be like this and so on. This is what's going on all over the place. Talk to people. This is what's happening. That's not the tachlis. That's not the tachlis. L'sham yimshach has kol malamdav. He's going to bring all of his teachers, this kid. Some kids are very good at that. You can be in a classroom, and there'll be almost in every class, there's one kid who has a way of also dragging the Rebbe into all kinds of his and yonim. And then you realize also that the whole class is just sitting there wasting time. And you're with this one kid having an argument. It's very, very bad for a teacher to do that. You could say, Yanko, okay, we'll talk later. But you could find yourself doing that. You're a Rebbe, you're a teacher, that you have one kid in the class, and the kid takes over the whole class. And he brings you into, and then you find, and then you're arguing with him. You start to get upset. And the students are looking like, this is funny, what's going on over here between the teacher and this guy? It happens. And you get into a whole thing. You can't do that. It's easy for the kid that the Rebbe should come always to me, and the parents should come always down to me, and should give me chiyus in my madrega, so I could remain in that madrega. It gets older, but to remain in that madrega of immaturity. He could stay there forever. He could be a 70-year-old person, and he's still in that place. Kidei lehizbager, in order to grow up, in order to mature. Yesh lo lahagbia knaf el goiva sheterem hurgal elav. We must challenge our students, and we must challenge our kids to come to a higher place, to a different place, to a bigger place. Not to lose them, God forbid. You have to be careful. It can't be too far away that the child just doesn't know what you're doing, what you're talking about. No. But there has to be something that the kid is being challenged to aspire, to reach, to become. Lahosig mimasha lamala himenu, the lidlois ha'orish ha'isa gavom if he erha. That student, that child, should be able to ultimately rise up and to be able to grasp something and to draw from a light that was originally higher than him, that he saw as being higher than himself. Lachmikain, Yachlena apikelav. Then he'll be able to digest. He'll be able to digest the higher madrega, and it becomes part of who he is. Initially, there's resistance. Initially, it's hard, and he's cracking. But He'll digest that new way, and it becomes part of him. That's the Indian of Ezek and Egda. That's the Indian of Chachma working with Bina, and Bina working with Chachma. It has to be in such a way. But especially with a person of Bina, the person of Bina would love to stay in the same Madrega. Gets very, very nervous about other things and different things, and would like to stay in the same Madrega. And could very, very easily just relax and stay in that Madrega. Chachma, on the other hand, is usually not satisfied with a certain thing, a certain madrega, a certain place, and that person of Chachma can get into trouble, because nothing might ever become of his shifus and his dreams and his vitzinus and so on, his ideas. So that's why we need to learn one from the other. Vim hashanim tesyasha ba'od va'od. Over the years, as the student, as the child digests these higher madregas, they become part of him. And he becomes a mature person, a great person. Ach, rakach masigim gvaos. This is the only way that a person can reach higher madregas. Omnam ha-nefesh misyaseres mikach. B'shas ma'is, as I said, the nefesh suffers from this b'shas ma'is. There's to be in a class where the class is hard for you, where it's hard for you. This is something that I'm sure that you've had also with yourselves or with kids, or we could remember. That, you know, everybody was asking in school, who's the easy A, you know? Where do you get the easy A? And to get things that just come in an easy way, and you have a child, so that all of a sudden they're in a harder class, or it's in a harder school, or a harder yeshiva, whatever, and the Rebbe or the teacher is demanding more, and the kid has like a nervous breakdown, I can't. You have to be careful, because if it's not within the kaiches of the child, it can be very bad. But if you know your child and you realize most of the time it's not the case, it's just that the child says, I can't. He says, I don't want to. I like it. I don't want to have to work hard. So, Omnam ha-nefesh misyaseres mikach b'shas ma'isa. So the person suffers from this challenge, b'shas ma'isa, at that time. Chosha mushleches el mayim amukim mikfi yicholta. The soul feels that it was thrown into water that's too deep. I can't swim over here. I can't manage over here. I don't know how to swim in this place. It's too much for me. I'm in this too deep. I can't do this. Ach, mimerachak shelzman, yavchin adam ki zocher lahasig devar ma. But as time passes, and slowly but surely he learns how to swim in those deeper waters, then he looks back and he sees, wow, attacker, you know how much I gained? Everybody knows that when you go through a hard shiur or a hard class and you worked hard at it, there's no better feeling in the world. And when you see that you could do it and you got back the test and it's a nice mark, it's the best thing in the world. It's the best feeling in the world. It's, even though b'shas ma'isa you were suffering. But you could do it. Rakmach m'sheheniach la'atzmai l'hisnatek min ha'masmeiris shahayi rogil aleim. The only way that you were able to move forward is because you were able to tear yourself away from those nails that were holding you back. You were nailed into a certain madrega. And somebody finally came along in your life and said, I'm sorry, buddy. No more. No more. So you have a choice, either to be angry, to be bitter, to be resentful, and to fight, which happens with many kids in homes, that they get that way. Or they set themselves to working harder, and they grow and have the satisfaction of growing. This is especially the hard work of the Balei Bina, to allow themselves to be opened up to merchavim, to expanses, to things bigger than themselves, to things, ideas, concepts, emotions that are bigger than the ones that they're comfortable with growing up, the little things of how they grew up. It's a big nisayon for the people of Bina to do that, to open themselves up to that. But that's the tachlis of life. K'may Chaim, page 39. Tashakov, Bina Harogil, Rak Elamuchoshi, Vanita Manishush, Hamyutzav Ba'oiz Alakarka, Omro Luchyes, and Baldargish, Yezba Yezer Reichavayme. So when we have this pairing up that Hashem makes of a person of Bina, who is always used to tangible, concrete, and clear things that he could touch, that he could feel, who is very much miyutzav ba'oz, strongly grounded, ala karka. The Bali Bina are people who are strongly grounded in reality. Omer luch yesem bal darga sheyesh ba liyosei roichiv oimek, and Hashem is Baruch put this person together with an individual who has more roichiv, an oimek, breadth and depth. Yesh l'ladas l'tevosod l'hatis atzma gamma mashme evaloi, that Hashem is doing him a teva, that Hashem is calling out to him and telling him, and telling him, you could push yourself to go beyond your boundaries, your borders. Never go. La sig v'leklait emes nesefes. You have the ability, by being with this person, you could either be annoyed all the time, or you could accept this as a shidduch from Hashem, who wants you to absorb emes nesefes, a new truth that you didn't until then. Shetam hurgalba, that you were never used to, and you always stayed away from, because it was always something that was you felt was not me. And being not you, you always felt that it would be that it would be something that you don't want, and therefore you never had to deal with, you never had to struggle with. So you were comfortable being with people who were like you, and with friends who were like you, and everything was like you. But now you're in this situation where Hashem is putting somebody with you, and because of the matzav, you're being challenged to look into some other things, truths, to add truth to your life. Ulaharchiv maichain, to expand your mind. Lahavin ulaharich signan chayim nosaf, to understand and to appreciate a style of life, a new style, a new way of living that you didn't until then. Lilmoid oisai, to learn this, ulachilo, and to bring it into yourself, to contain it, meaning to swallow it, to have it as part of who you are. Bal yit elachshav shebekach ma'abed mitziyuso. You shouldn't think that because I'm absorbing from the truth of this person that I'm with, that means that I'm losing my mitziyus. I'm losing myself. This is not me. Od ma'at yoshu l'dfusei moichai v'yachshav al pi koichai. He said, you shouldn't make the mistake to think that you're losing your mitzvahs. And od ma'at yoshu l'dfusei moichai, and I'm going to slip into this person's way of thinking, and yachshav al pi koichai, I'm going to think the way that he thinks, I'm going to lose myself. Apamokim sheyachshav al mashu hurgalei lav tamid. All that's happening to you is that instead of always thinking about the same things that you've always thought about, and feeling the same things that you've always felt, hine kibel or chadash, you zeicha to receive an or chadash, a new light. It's like having a child. It's a zivig between chachma bina, is a zivig between those kaiches of a man and a woman, between a zachan and a keva, and it's like having a child. And there's an or chadash that's now come into your life. Lachshav alav, something you could think about. Something you could think about in a different way. And in this way, you become greater. You mature and you become greater. To be able to get along with the person who you're living with, or who you're working with. Because Hashem had a hashgacha that he made it like that. There wasn't an accident. Hashem has brought every single person that we meet in life is an ezek and egdai. Every person that we meet in life, Hashem had this hashgacha protis. I don't mean a stam. Even that, who you bump into, what I'm saying, but the people who are friends, or people that there's somebody in shul or somebody in school that is different than you and makes you a little bit uncomfortable, that's different. All of these are challenges. That doesn't mean you necessarily have to be that person's best friend. But every person that you meet, we've spoken a lot about this over the years, every person that you meet, there's something that you can learn from that person. The Kamalanda Hiskalti, to learn from every person. There's something great in each person that you meet. And instead of just feeling, ugh, this person is different than me, it's not my type. Now, you know, these conversations have my daughter in Eretz Yisrael, so she didn't go with her friends. So she's in seminary. So I go every day. They're not my type. So what is that? What kind of type? What do you? It's not my type. Can you explain to me more? Was it my type? A, B, O. What kind of type? So what kind of type? So you know, now there's normal, there's abnormal, there's nebuch, there's nerd, there's cute and there's not cute. So I said, you know, you're with somebody, so that's how they put you into the room. So Hashem's Baruch put you there with the room with that girl. So Adrabba, this is who Hashem's Baruch put you with. So then there's good things to learn and to how to grow. No, could you speak to the head of your school to get me into another room? Which I didn't. In the beginning, I didn't do it again. It wasn't another room, it was a different class, whatever. But that's, it's not my type. But we've all been in these situations. We've all been in these situations. For women, it's much, much, much harder to adjust to a new place. Much harder. That's why guys, you know, for a woman to be in a new place, in a different place, with different people, it's Yisurim, mamish Yisurim, to be such a thing. Because of Bina. Because that's not halacha Bina. But that's Hashgachas Hashem. That's what the Baruch Hashem wants from us. And this Hashgach, what he put in this place, Davka. And everything Hashem does is good. And he wants us to be Davka in that place, and Davka with that person, because the Toiv HaNitzchi of each and every one of us depends on growing from these relationships. On growing from these. Sometimes you have these two extremes sitting at the table, a chacham abina at the table, kagoyin chaysin v'chaysnoi ov u'bnoi b'nei mishpocha chaveim ma'avidim v'oivdim menal mechanichim father-in-law, son-in-law, father and a son, family, chaveim, employees, menal mechanichim ve'enem megiim la'emek shove, and they're having disagreements. And they're coming to a machloikas, michoisa hakor b'tzad hamiyuchad b'zulus, because you don't recognize what's different about the other person. You want that person to come to you, and you're stubborn. That person has to come into my way. That person has to come into my life. Has to come into my life. I can't remember ever once when we were growing up that a Yankee fan should say to a Met fan, yeah, there's talk of something good about the Mets. I don't remember all the years that we were fighting about this. That one say to the other, I see what you're saying. Yeah, there's a certain mila. That was never happened. Never happened. There's only this team, and if you're not a Yankee fan, that means you're the biggest shlemazel in the world, and you're making a chil Hashem, right? And one day maybe you'll be zayecha to come and to see things differently, to be like us. And it was always that. It was never to say, yeah, this maybe the second baseman is better. You know, maybe there's something there about that pitcher. He's got a little bit of an edge on this guy. Never. It was everybody was like in his place, and it was mavatel the other one. Well, that's just silly talking about sports. But it gets serious when we're talking about children, parents, friends. Each one is, instead of understanding where the other one is coming from, who the other one is, he demands that other one comes into his world. Has to come into my world. My rabba hatoelas. Kasha yeda zelim sansim atzman lukudas bina v'zeli ramim nafshan lukudas haniris like ramayakra. But how much more beautiful it would be. And how much more would be gained. Unbelievable how much more would be gained. When the person, let's say, that's on the chachma side of the table, would be able to be mitzamtzem himself a little bit into the nekuda of bina, and the person who's on the bina side of the table would be able to lift himself up to the nekuda, to a nekuda that seemed to be beyond his normal way of thinking, into a place of chachma. Yigala Chachma or Bina Shabbat, Yigala Bina Nekudas Chachma Shabbat. Each one would discover in himself. The person whose natural way is Bina would find it in himself is also Nekudas Chachma. And the person of Chachma would say, you know what, I'm able to also use Koichas of Bina. I understand that my way is Chachma, but I have within me also skills of Bina that I could use. How did I discover that? With this person. The person taught me that. By being with this person, I learned that. And I see that within myself, that even though my mid is Chachma, but I see within myself that there's Nakuda of Bina. And the person of Bina sees within himself or herself a Nakuda of Chachma. And this is where each one can grow.
It's kind of amazing.
Yeah?
Could it be detrimental? I mean, how does one know? Like, you can learn, okay, from this person I learned what not to do. I'm learning from him, but I'm learning what not to do. That's also learning.
There's such a thing.
But I'm saying, and then there's the other side with this problem. With this person, I'm afraid that this person is going to bring me down.
Yeah.
That's a very fine line.
You have to be very careful. There are even, you know, dinim and halachas about to be careful. That if you feel, especially if you feel that you're with a person, that every Jew has in him wonderful meanings. But there are also different kinds of things. So if you feel that person's stronger than you, and that you're getting, like, schlepped into that way, then you have to run away. So be very careful from that. You have to run away from such people. To be very, very careful. It's very dangerous. It's, of course, if that happens in the context of chuppah and kedushin in a marriage, that's terrible. That's terrible. But there are things like that where a person finds himself or herself changing and becoming dragged into the lowest midas of the other person because the other person is stronger than you and intimidates you and frightens you, and you have no choice but to become that person, and you get swallowed up into that person's life. To be very careful, you have to run away. Obviously, the marriage is not good. Father and children, mother and children, I mean, that happens to children with their parents. It can happen. A child is always at a disadvantage with his parents. So you have sometimes that there's a parent that's very, very, very stark. It's very strong in the child, and it would bear me this, and the child doesn't have the, when he's still at that age, he doesn't have the ability to resist, and he could become dragged into such a life. He could be dragged into such midas, into such a way of living. And what do you tell a kid to run away? He's 14, 15, he's not going anywhere. But if you're Baal Bechira, and it's an Indian or just another person, somebody that you see or that you know, you just stay away. You have to be very careful. You have to be very careful. Yeah, you could learn something. But that doesn't mean you have to be careful not to befriend or not to be close to. Just to be mechabed for every person, but not to be friends with. It's very dangerous.
And wife, what's the point for a husband to go to help his wife, but where is the line? I said, from here, I'm not going to go to go to Brach to do all the shopping.
Oh boy, I don't know.
One coffee, 1 kilo of admonion.
Listen, Yitzchak, I don't want you, Chasshom, to go home. I don't want you to be in trouble to say that I heard from Rabbi Weinberg that I'm not supposed to go shopping for you. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm not talking about Yitzchak, I'm talking about Bechlau. I was only... In every single relationship, and you can't all of a sudden change. You have to, and then you have sometimes a person, you have someone that's weaker. What happens if you have where the wife is not she's the more dependent on the husband? You have sometimes a woman that she feels she goes to the store if she can't handle it, she's too weak, and the salespeople talk her into things. You know, there are different dynamics. In a family, I was only saying b'derech klal that it's rachmanis, you know, when these differences are totally forsaken. But I don't mean each family is different, I'm glad you mentioned that because it shouldn't come across to say that I remember it was a funny thing that happened because I gave a shmuz like this about this inyum with the shopping. I must have been 7, 8 years ago, I don't know what, maybe less. And I've only been to Brach's twice. I've been inside the supermarket twice. I was in Supersal maybe 5 times in the old days. I was in Brachs 2 times. And I was in Glomeglat 1 time. Only by the door, and I went out. But I was once. Okay. Now, which is good because, you know, I don't have to anymore so much, because I don't have to, because the kids were older and they were able to drive and to get stuff and to help my wife and so on. But I remember I gave a whole talk like this, and it davka happened that I was on the way back from someplace that on a Sunday. I was giving it to someone, and davka my wife wasn't feeling well. This is like, you know, you see how it's going, but, and she asked me to go into, on the way coming back, to stop off in the Bronx to pick up a few things. So of course, you know, that was the one, I was there 2 times, that was one of the times. So I went in there, and there was a guy there from the shul. Right, like when I went with the thing, down, I had just given like a big strong talk on this subject. And I'm walking there with a thing and a paper, you know, like looking for what, you know, where things are. And I remember that look on him, like, and I knew that all the guys heard about it, like, right afterwards. Because by the time I came to Mincha ready, it was like, you know, had that funny look. So what I'm saying, it's like, it's, you know, you do what you have to. Every wife is different. Every family is different. And if it's a chesed, like a person can't do a chesed. I wasn't talking about that. I want to make it clear. I'm not talking about as a chesed. I'm not talking about to make a wife happy. For that, it's kedai to go shopping with her, if it's a chesed, to make someone happy. I wasn't talking about that. I want that to be clear. I'm talking about when the man enjoys that. And he does that for himself. He does that for himself. I'm not talking when he's going to be nice and to take his wife. Sometimes she likes to go looking at things and he goes into the store with her. No, no. Mm-hmm. And he does it as a toiv, as a chesed, because he's being kind and he wants to do a nice thing. The same way that if it happens that he's interested in something, in a different kind of a thing, to, I don't know what, to look at this building or something, and she's not interested in the building, but so she'll go with him to look at the building. Okay. That's being kind to people that you love. There's nothing wrong with that. What I'm talking about is you have some men that they actually, like, they like to do that. They want to go on these shopping outings and to go, like, to stores for clothing and for, I'm not saying you have to buy clothing, but to go, like, to look and to see and to go to this Manhattan and to look in the store windows. I'm talking about people, men who, lo aleinu, have such an inyan to look for that. I'm not saying that they're trying to be nice to a child or to be nice to a wife. Okay. If that happens very easily with these people, because they have, everybody has in them a little bit of the tear like that. And if you have a man who has in his teva a certain stronger percentage of bina, and he's not learning a lot of Torah, and he's not learning any pnimius of Torah, so that especially because that's more an inyan of chachma, he's not learning pnimius of Torah, then he could be like one of these guys that spends Sundays walking around with his wife looking at stores, not because of a tithe, but because he enjoys it. That's He fell into that place of being. There's nothing wrong for the woman to do that. That's fine. But for him it's not a way to live. There's a difference between going and taking care of something. A man has to get a suit, he has to get a hat, he has to get shoes. And between being a shopper. You understand the difference? I'm not talking about someone, a man needs something, he has to go to the store. I'm talking about people who do that for a hobby. For recreation, for fun. I'm not talking about a man needs something, of course he goes to the store. He likes to have the house to be nice. That's okay. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about shul shakur b'zer. You understand? Shakur mamish. That, like, this is what his head is on. He sits also on the couch looking at catalogs, looking at these books that they send in the mail. He's shakur in it. It's not he's going to get a suit because he has to have a suit. This is what he thinks about. This is what he's walking around thinking about these things. That's I'm not talking about a normal, like, just to go get something. And if I made a little bit jokes, I'm making it more extreme, you understand? I don't mean to say, I'm making a little bit jokes. But in general, it's true that that could be a very, very unhealthy thing. See, the meaning of, it's interesting, Yosef HaTzadik is called a person Chacham V'Navon. The Jewish people are called an Am Chacham V'Navon. It's a beautiful title, Am Chacham V'Navon. What's that? Chachma and Bina, right? Chacham V'Navon means Chachma and Bina. Because that's next week, we're going to go full force into how all of this comes into Torah Mitzvahs. So that's the tachlis of all of Eretz Hashem, of Pidei Chabal Hashem, which we'll see, is how to be able to combine in one's life in a healthy and balanced way these kaychas of Chachma and Bina, and to use them in the service of Kadosh Baruch Hu.